Crime Hive.
You're listening to Crime Hive, and this is another true crime story of how they were caught. Now, this story takes place in July of 2003 in Bakersfield, California, with the Harper family, who apparently they went to church quite a bit. Sometimes they would go twice a week, maybe even twice a day. They were so into their religion, and that's what made it unusual one day when people noticed they weren't at church. And so a friend went to check on them and called 911 after seeing their best friend dead on a bed. Now, police would come out immediately, see the wickedness of this crime because the whole family was killed, including children. One child was just weeks old. Joni, the mother of those children, was shot 5 times and stabbed in the back. Police found 22 caliber shell casings and a knife missing from the kitchen, which they believe might possibly be another weapon. Even Joni's mother, Ernestine, was killed. And so there were 5 people killed. The only person who survived in the family was the husband. And his name was Vincent Brothers. So police obviously want to locate him. You know, why is he not at the house? They would learn that he was on vacation over the 4th of July break. He was found in North Carolina, and he appeared visibly distraught. Police saw his credit card activity in Ohio and North Carolina because he had started in Ohio. He had a rental car. He drove it to North Carolina. He was seen by people in Ohio and North Carolina. So he had an alibi initially. And so police set him aside as they continued to investigate. Looking at the scene, there was no burglary because nothing was taken. And it appeared that this crime scene was staged and was just messed up to make it look like maybe there was a burglary. Police looked at all different types of angles. They knew that Ernestine, Joni's mother, was very high profile, was an activist, and maybe someone came after her because she fought for those that were treated unjustly and were wrongly convicted. And so some family, some people may have come after her, police thought, but nothing panned out with other theories. So they went back to Vincent because he is the husband, and they dug deeper looking at the credit card activity. And they actually found video at Walmart and restaurants in Ohio, but they learned that it wasn't Vincent on the video. It was actually his brother, Melvin. Detectives would talk to Melvin, and he would later admit to detectives that he was lying and was essentially covering for his brother. So detectives start looking deeper at this trip that he took on the 4th of July, and specifically his rental car, to look at the miles. Detectives saw that there were 5,400 miles unaccounted for from his trip, which detectives questioned Vincent about. And then he would later say that he went to Chicago to see a baseball game with his brother. It still didn't add up. Yet it did add up if he were to have taken that vehicle, that rental vehicle, all the way to Bakersfield, California, and back. So that alerted them and was very suspicious. Then they looked at the records for the rental car and saw that there were 3 other renters who had driven all on the eastern side of the country. And then the 4th driver was Vincent. The reason they wanted to understand where the car had been driven by the others was because they decided to look at bug activity to see if there were bugs potentially on the West Coast, near Bakersfield or in the southwest area of the country that shouldn't be there, since the bug activity should show and be consistent with being on the east side of the country. And so this was very unique. This part of the investigation blew it open because they ended up going to the Museum of Entomology and asking them to look at the bugs in the radiator and the air filter and see what kind of bugs they were and where they were from. Scientists look under a microscope and there's, you know, somewhere between 30 to 40 bugs, and six were only found in a very specific place. So they found parts such as a grasshopper leg and part of a wasp and true bugs. They varied in the terrain and the climate. They found that some of those insects were only found in the Southwest U.S. So that right there continued to build upon the fact that Vincent was lying and that he didn't actually have an alibi. And they were starting to take that alibi apart. Now, they had to also figure out, you know, how could Vincent have driven 5,400 miles and committed this murder and then be seen in Ohio and North Carolina? They learned that it was doable because within this 48-hour window, they learned that he was able to drive all the way to Bakersfield, California and back to Ohio and North Carolina in just more than 30 hours. And so they surmised that he did just that without sleeping right after committing this heinous crime on his family. Now, police believed that Vincent had stashed a lot of cash so that he wouldn't leave a paper trail and that he wore disguises when getting gas with cash so that he wouldn't be ID'd by cameras. But he didn't think about the bug activity. And this was one of the things that nailed him, since they were able to exclude the other renters from driving on the west side. And so that was a unique forensic aspect of this case that led to him actually being convicted. And that's what happened in court, because his brother, Melvin, cooperated with police, saying that he lied. Vincent's alibi was shredded apart in court. And a large part of that was because of the insect activity, which was very unique. And in 2007, Vincent would be found guilty of first-degree murder. He would be sent to death row in San Quentin, where he sits to this day. And that was how he was caught. Now, I will be back again for another true crime case. You can follow me on social media. Again, Crime Hive, Crime Hive Now. And I will be back again, you all. Take care. Crime Hive.